The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow. This is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of MidAmerican Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
My name is Mark Falter, and if you're one of our first-time listeners, one of the things you'll learn very quick is we talk about investing for income. You know, one of the things I always do is ask myself the question, why would someone want to cross their fingers and toes and invest for capital appreciation when they can invest for income or the bird in the hand or as close to the sure thing as possible? Well, today's show is going to be about a specific type of income for retirees, and that is Social Security. You know, here in the Kansas City area, one of the things you'll find is there's lots of dinner seminars where you can go and get this free Social Security report. And in fact, sometimes I say if you're over the age of 60, you really almost never have to pay for a meal. You can go to workshop after workshop where they offer dinner and offer this free Social Security report. Well, one of the neat things about those reports is it shows you how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but there are 547 different ways you can claim on Social Security. You heard me right, 547 different ways. Sometimes the difference between the number one best method and the number two method could be over $100,000 over a lifetime for a retiree. So here's the bottom line. Those things are a good thing to go to and get the free financial report. And then the bottom line is, that's when the sales pressure begins. You know, you go into the office expecting a free meeting where you're going to learn more and more about Social Security, and they offer this free analysis. But again, that's when the pressure begins. You know, you may want to talk about Social Security, but they're going to want to talk about all sorts of different financial services products, many of which are either annuities or things of that nature. And like I said, that's when the sales pressure begins. One of the things you're going to find out later on in this show is how you can get a free report from your friend, Mark Falter, that will show you several of these different ways, if not all of them, on how you can claim on Social Security and get the maximum benefit out of it. Matter of fact, as I said, it's free of charge. You don't have to come in and meet with us. If you don't want to meet with us and you just want to see the free report, we'd be more than happy to send it to you. So if you're 55 or over or thinking about Social Security, you want to stay tuned and you definitely don't want to tune us out. Why? Because sometimes the difference between the number one best method and the number two method could be $100,000 to $150,000. You know, I didn't always, it really wasn't up until about 3 years ago that we started specializing in Social Security. One of the things in our practice we worked in is, matter of fact, for almost 16 years now, the universe of non-stock market income-generating vehicles. But then it dawned on us, there was a big gap. One of the biggest sources of income that you can get is Social Security. And it's not going to be a majority of what you live on. You don't need me to tell you that you probably can't live on Social Security alone. Here's the deal. It's one of your biggest sources of income, and it's one that you cannot outlive. That's when I made the shift and realized, duh, we need to specialize in this. So if you want to learn about how you can maximize your Social Security benefits, give us a call. I mean, I'd be more than happy to spend 15 or 20 minutes with you off the air and talk to you about your particular situation and how you can absolutely maximize your benefits. So give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. So let's talk about some Social Security basics. Now, some of you may know some of this, but a lot of you probably don't. The standard retirement age is somewhere between the ages of 66 and 67. Now, if you were born in 1967 or later, your standard retirement age is 67. Of course, standard retirement age used to be 65, but now it's somewhere between 66 and 67. Could be 66 in 4 months, 66 in 6 months, but it's somewhere in between there. Let's say your full retirement age is 66. And what that means is you go to the Social Security office and you get a report, or you go online and get your report, and they're going to give you a report that basically shows what's called your PIA, and that stands for primary insurance amount. That primary insurance amount is what you'll be able to collect at full retirement age. If you retire a year early, you're going to get about a 6 2/3% reduction. The year before that, it's another 6 2/3%. The year before that, it's another 6 2/3%. To the point where if you go to age 62, which is the earliest retirement age, you'll get as much as a 25% reduction off of your full retirement Social Security. Good news is, if you want to wait to take Social Security, you're going to get more. Matter of fact, if you wait till age 67, you're going to get an 8% increase. And if you wait till age 68, you're going to get another 8% increase. Now, one of the common thoughts that I talk about in Social Security when I do Social Security planning is one of the big misconceptions is that a smaller check over a larger, longer period of time is going to be more money than a larger check over a shorter period of time. What do I mean by that? A lot of people think if I go in at 62 and claim and I live to 85, I'm going to get more money than if I were to wait till 67 or 68. Well, that would be true if it didn't get the 8% bonuses. If it increased at the same percentage every time, that would be true. But because it gets those 8% bonuses past full retirement age, it sometimes can work out to be a much bigger amount of money. So what that basically means is if you wait all the way to age 70, you're going to basically get a 32% increase over what would normally be your full retirement age Social Security. But let's use some real numbers. Let's say your age 66 full retirement check would be $1,000 a month. If you take it early at age 62, you're going to get about $750 a month. Now, if you wait till age 70, you're going to get about $1,360 a month. So what does that actually mean? That 8 years between age 62 and 70 is not quite, but almost double the amount of money. Then on top of that, you get these little thing called cost of living increases that happen several years, and it could actually more than double your age 62 check. One of the primary factors in claiming Social Security is to determine how long you think you're going to live. Now, nobody knows but one, and that is God, and of course, he's not telling. So what you really got to go off of here is how long did your parents live? So doing some math here, if you figure you're going to get nearly double the check at age 70 than you would at age 62, what is your break-even point? It's about 78. What that means is if you live beyond age 78, that person would be better off waiting till age 70 to take it, be better getting the higher benefit for a lesser period of time. And if you take it at age 62, that only works if you die prior to age 78. It's really the simple analysis, but it's not really as simple as that. There's more to it. But like I said, one of the primary factors in claiming Social Security is really determining how long you think you're going to live. So right after the break, we're going to talk about the taxation of Social Security. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk about some other ways you can maximize your benefits on Social Security. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first 5 callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966 for Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Welcome back from the break, and for those listening, we are talking about Social Security, and we talked about some of the basics of Social Security prior to the break, those being age at which you take it, how it makes a bigger difference on the check that you get. The longer you wait, i.e. age 70, the bigger the check, the earlier that you take it, such as age 62, the smaller the check. So we talked about some of the basics there, and now we're going to get into the taxation of Social Security. Now, a lot of you may not know, but Social Security was created by Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in 1935, August 14th of 1935 to be exact. The actual first check wasn't paid out until 1937. Benefits actually started, full benefits, ongoing monthly benefits in 1940. Now, why do I bring that up? The amount of Social Security that was taxed back in those days was zero. Matter of fact, as I work with some retired clients that we do taxes for, one of the biggest complaints is the taxation on Social Security. A lot of people ask me, is Social Security actually even taxed? Well, that's a maybe. It depends. So everything worked well on the taxation of Social Security all the way up until a certain president, that president being George Bush Sr. Some of you listening might remember his slogan, read my lips, no new taxes. Well, he was the president that ushered in the 50% of Social Security that could be taxed. In other words, 50% of your Social Security could be taxed. So if you think it's the Republicans' fault, then came Clinton. He took it up to what is now 85% of your actual Social Security check can be taxed. And that's not an 85% tax on your Social Security. That's 85% of your Social Security check that could be taxed. And here's basically the formula and how it works. You add up all of your tax-free municipal bond interest, a portion of your Social Security, which is half, and then all of your adjusted gross income, which if you're picturing your tax form, as a lot of us are this time of year, you've got your name, your Social Security number up top there, and all of the little boxes down the right-hand side, your IRA distributions and so forth, your Social Security income, your pension, Down at the bottom right-hand side is your adjusted gross income. Well, basically, if you take one half of your Social Security, all of your adjusted gross income, and all of your tax-free municipal bond income, and you're single, and that number is under 25,000. So the problem is that number is really not that high. If you're single, over 25,000 in income, some of your Social Security could be taxed. If you're married, over 32,000, some could be taxed. And if you're over 45,000 in what they call provisional income, then as much as 85% of your Social Security could be taxed. And again, provisional income is all of the interest from your tax-free bonds, a portion of your Social Security, and all of your adjusted gross income. So, being in the tax business, I like to tell real-life examples. And I'm going to give you some real-life examples of a client of ours that actually had Social Security get taxed. We had one particular client that had taken income out every year from age 64 all the way through age 66. Matter of fact, that income amount was the same amount every year from age 64 on through age 66. Well, he claimed on Social Security at 65. And he had actually figured the amount of tax that he would have to pay on that withdrawal at year 64. And he figured at age 65, it would be the same amount. But he took Social Security at age 65. And the amount of taxation went up nearly $2,000. I had to actually sit down with his tax return and explain it to him probably 2 to 3 times why it went from $3,500 in tax to take that distribution out of the IRAs to $5,100 in tax. And the reason for that was he's now claiming Social Security. And his Social Security was increased and the amount of it being taxed was increased because of that IRA distribution. So I'm going to take a few minutes and talk about some of the common areas we see that cause people to pay more tax on Social Security. Several things, a number of ways that actually people have items trigger tax on Social Security. If their affairs were structured in the right type of scenario, they could reduce or sometimes even eliminate tax on Social Security. One of those things are extra dividend, interest in income, and investment income that they're not spending. They may be reinvesting it. Sometimes they think by reinvesting it, they're not going to be taxed on that stuff and it's not going to affect Social Security, but it does. For instance, if you go on to line 8 of your tax form, you'll see interest income, line 9 dividend income, and line 13 capital gain income. And one of the areas that we find frustrates most investors is they don't really have an understanding of how mutual funds work. If you look on Schedule D, line 13, these capital gains really are where inside of the mutual fund, the fund manager is buying and selling stock, and it creates a taxable gain that you have to pay taxes on and can increase your taxes on Social Security. One of the most frustrating things I've heard particular tax clients say is, how is it that a fund can lose value and go from $300,000 down to $250,000, and I actually get a larger capital gain? It's because that fund manager sold off more stocks inside there and they passed the taxes on to you. And unfortunately, that can raise the amount of Social Security that is taxed. A lot of time they call that phantom income. But it's basically a culmination of all of these things that add up together that cause Social Security to be higher taxed. And the overall higher percentage of Social Security that will be taxed. But overall, the number one thing we see is people that are reinvesting their money, not spending it, and it's causing more of their Social Security to be taxed. So if you're one of those people that is looking at taking Social Security and worried about the taxes on it, or currently taking Social Security and you're seeing the percentage of Social Security that's getting taxed go up, give us a call and we'll be more than happy to set a no cost, no obligation, off the air consultation, take about 15 minutes and find out the extent to which this could be a problem in your situation, or possibly find out areas that you might be able to avoid some of this tax. Give us a call, 800-611-1966. One of the other examples we often see on a tax return is where an individual have non-IRA'd money as well as IRA'd money, and the financial advisor will set them up to take a monthly amount out of the IRA. You know they're not 70 and a half yet, and you can tell that it's not a minimum required distribution because it's typically $2,000 a month and $24,000 even a year. It's an even amount, and it's actually creating somewhat of a double whammy, that being that it's getting taxed, the money that they're bringing in, and it's raising the percentage of their Social Security up as far as the percentage that will get taxed. One of the other examples we recently saw is someone that was age 62 and went out to take Social Security early because she thought it was going to go away, as so many of us have heard that Social Security is being robbed by the government and so forth. So she went out and took her Social Security at 62. The problem was she was still working. And in the fact that she was still working, her income was over the income threshold for taking Social Security early, and she was basically giving back a lot of her benefits. A lot of folks don't know that if you're under the age of 66, or should I say full retirement age, and you take Social Security, you've got income limitations. Right now it's $15,740 a year. If you're over that amount in income, then you're going to give back a certain percentage of your Social Security. And that's $1 in benefits for every $2 earned over that amount of $15,740. In this particular lady's scenario, she was giving back nearly 40% of her benefit. And one of the things that we could have done for her, had she come to us a little earlier, is done some Social Security optimization planning and showed her how the timing of that could have been a little better if she would have planned it a little different and taken it at a later age. So for our listeners, we got to take another commercial break, so don't touch that dial, and we'll be back in just a few minutes in reference to how you can maximize your benefits on Social Security.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about a return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you can get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first 5 callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966 for Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There's no retirement without income.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Welcome back to the show. Earlier, we were talking about the taxation on Social Security and Social Security. You know, you hear me talk a lot about the need for income. So many investors invest for growth when in fact they really should invest for income, the bird in the hand. Because with growth, sometimes you get shrinkage, as we often have seen here in the recent market environment. And Social Security is a very important part of that income. Even though it may not be the largest part of most retirees' income, it still is a part that they can't outlive. And there are 547 different ways that you can take Social Security. And the difference between option one and option two can make over $100,000 difference over your lifespan. So you want to make the decision right, and often you only have one chance at making that decision. We talked about how you have a full retirement age. And for most people, it's between age 66 and 67. If you were born after 1960, it's usually 67. If you were born before 1960, it's between the ages of 66 and 67. And what this causes, this full retirement age, is a thing called your primary insurance amount or your full retirement age Social Security. And we talked about earlier how you, at full retirement age, using a simplistic example here of a guy getting $1,000 a month, if he retired early at age 62, he would get about $750 a month. If he retired at age 70, he'd get about a 32% increase over age 66, and he'd get about $1,320 a month. So if he retires at 62, he gets about a 25% reduction. If he retires at 70, he gets about a 32% increase. So the difference between age 62 and age 70, the $750 a month, and the age 70, $1,320 a month, by the time you add in some cost of living increases, can almost be double. So if you figure it, your break-even point, if you take it early at 62, is going to be in your late 70s. As I said, break-even point's going to usually be in your late 70s. Now, if you think in based on your family history that you're going to live into your 80s or late 80s, it's probably a good idea to wait past age 66. If your longevity is shorter than that, you might want to take it early. Now, if you do take it early, again, remember those income limitations. $15,740, if you take it prior to full retirement age, is your income limitation. Anything you make over that, you're going to give up $1 in benefits for every $2 earned. But that's only part of it. If you're married or you're still working, it gets a little bit more complex than that. And we talked about earlier how certain financial advisors run these dinner workshops where they want to do a Social Security analysis. And then when you get in the office, they want to sell you on an annuity or talk about financial products. And that's why if you give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966, we'd be more than happy to send you this free Social Security analysis and give you some insight on Social Security before it comes time to claim. Because you got to remember, once you've claimed, it's set in for life. No cost, no obligation. We've got the software at our office and we can just email it to you. Now, we wanted to talk a little bit about what if you plan on working. You know, earlier we talked about all the different nuances and things that cause Social Security to be taxed, such as interest income, mutual fund, capital gains, and so forth. But what if you plan on working? Well, you have to give some of those Social Security benefits back if you're making more than a certain amount of income. So what is that amount of income that you will have to get back? Well, it depends on the income level. It's $15,000 at younger ages and can go up to $40,000 at older ages. It really varies, and that's one of the considerations when considering when to take Social Security. So really, there are several things you got to consider when taking Social Security. Income from all sources. You know, how much of your Social Security is going to get taxed? Also, do you still plan on working? If you do, at what age do you plan on taking Social Security? How much of your benefit are you going to have to actually give back if you take it early? The third thing is life expectancy. How long do you plan on living? The longer, of course, you plan on living, and of course, the only way you really know that is how long your parents lived, you may want to wait. If you don't have a lot of longevity in your family, you may want to take it earlier. And then the fourth is, are you married? You know, there's a lot of different ways you can take benefits, and a lot of those deal with spousal benefits. And this comes into play when you're married. Social Security is hard enough to figure when you're single. It really gets complex when you're married. Let me define for a minute what a spousal benefit is. If the spouse does not qualify for a significant benefit on their own, they can take a spousal benefit, which is one half of the higher income spouse. So again, that's one half of the higher income spouse. Even if somebody didn't work at all and didn't pay into the system, they can still get a Social Security benefit. And that's a big deal. And there's lots of things that can be legally done within the Social Security system that can maximize that. I mean, one of the strategies is the lower breadwinner can take their benefits, and the higher breadwinner can actually take half of the benefits off of the lower breadwinner's benefit as a spousal benefit. And at age 70, they could swap. And the higher breadwinner switches over to their primary benefits at age 70. Lower breadwinner is able to take their benefits, and the higher breadwinner is able to take the spousal benefits off of the lower breadwinner. There's lots of interesting, fascinating ideas that a person can use in order to claim on Social Security. This applies also for widowers, and this applies also for divorcees. There's lots of different ways that you can claim Social Security. So if you want to take us up on that offer, give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966. And we like to use our specialized software to give you that report that would show you your primary strategy in order to claim Social Security. And in many cases on this software, I see the difference between the primary strategy and the strategy that most people plan on using is somewhere between $100,000 to $200,000 difference over their lifetime. So give us a call, and we wouldn't mind at all spending 15 minutes off the air talking to you about your primary strategy and emailing your report that will show you what strategy you should use. Again, toll-free 800-611-1966.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first 5 callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. For Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about a return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you can get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is your host, Mark Falter. You know, I've met with so many people lately that are our loyal listeners, and I've heard back from several that they really kind of want to hear exactly what are we talking about. Now, I know we talk about income, investing for income every week, but, you know, exactly what is it we're talking about there? Also, what is the alternative to investing for income? So first things first, what I've found is many, many people don't really think about what their goals are when it comes to retirement savings. This is something I cover when I'm meeting with new people all the time. The first questions out of my mouth are, what are your goals with those assets? You know, we get into this mode of saving money and building the assets bigger and get into what I call 401k brain. 401k brain, of course, means if things go up, that's good. If things go down, that's bad. You can get it as big as you can. But, you know, really, we don't break down exactly what it is we're talking about in the way of goals for those assets. I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to take income? You want to take income for life? You don't want to run out of income. What do you want to do in retirement? Do you want to buy a sailboat? Do you want to travel? I mean, these are the first things I think a person needs to sit down and think about is, what are those goals? And you know what I've found with most people that I talk to on a weekly basis is the goals, which 90% of the time, it's a format of, I want to take income forever. And see, here's the issue and why it's so important to crystallize those goals. Because what I've seen is, in many cases, people's goals and their strategies conflict. Now, let me repeat that. Their goals and their strategies conflict. They may have the desire for income for life and never run out of income, but they may be investing for growth. They may be going back to their advisor and saying, listen, I want to be in a more conservative income portfolio, and they may be putting them in bond funds instead of bonds, or putting them in a conservative growth model, which is not going to produce the income for life. And that is actually, at the end of the day, the whole point of this show. That's why they call it the Retirement Income Doctor. It's all about income. You know, it's like I often say, do you want to have income, which you can count on quarter after quarter, or do you want to hope and pray for growth? So first things first is crystallizing those goals. And then you've got to say, okay, where are your assets at right now, predominantly invested? Not always, but in most cases, I find most retirees today have a large amount or some in the stock market. Now, why do most retirees have some in the stock market? Well, simply this. We've been told by Wall Street certain things and by investment advisors that buy into the Wall Street Kool-Aid, as I call it. Risk equals reward. The market has always averaged 8%. The market will always come back. Well, I got news for you. It's not quite that simple. You know, on one of my prior shows, I talked about mutual funds. And I want you to just think about something for a minute. We know that the market has lost money. We know that the market has lost money over 10-year periods of time, more than once. But my question for you is, have you ever seen a sales brochure by any mutual fund out there that shows a 10-year track record where it lost money? So we know the market's lost money, but the mutual funds never lose money. Well, you can go back and listen to my prior show as to why that is, but they manipulate things. And so, you know, we're told these things, but they're not actually totally the truth. You know, it's kind of like this. If I told you that The market has averaged, and it has, by the way, 8% since 1900. I'm talking about the Dow Jones now. So from 1900 to 2016, the market's averaged 8%. Well, you think of the market every year getting 8. How about if I told you there are periods of time where the market will go 20 to 25 years, only averaging around 2. And then there are shorter periods of time where the market will go 12 to maybe 15 years sometimes and average 15%. Well, now all of a sudden that 8% average doesn't sound so good. Kind of like if I told you my wife and I, we jogged on average of 10 miles a week. You picture us both jogging side by side, rain, summer, winter, snow, no matter what's out there. But then I tell you the fact is she jogs 20 miles a week and I sit on the couch. Whole different paradigm shift. How about if I also told you that these points in the market's history are very predictable and repeatable? Well, you're listening to this and you're saying, well, he's telling me that I can time the market. I'm not telling you to time the market on a daily basis, but let me tell you this. Let's say, for instance, that I told you in August of this year, on the 22nd of August, it's going to be 87 degrees and rainy. If I told you that, I'd probably be wrong, especially in the Kansas City area. But how about if I told you that in August on the 22nd, I would bet you money that it will be warmer than any day we're going to have in the month of January? I would probably be right most of the time. So generally speaking, it's much more predictable and repeatable than you think. Now, if you're wondering, do you have your goals crystallized? If you're wondering, do I have too much in the stock market? If you're not trusting the stock market and you're concerned about where things are at, give us a call. We will be more than happy to spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, and just kind of give you some pointers. Just a second look-see. But you can give us a call at 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Okay, we've talked a little bit about the market being a little bit predictable and repeatable. Actually, not a little bit, but a lot. Well, some people, unfortunately, have a large percentage in the market. And I'm going to take you through something here that you may probably never heard. You will never hear this from most of your investment advisors, and you certainly won't read about it on a mutual fund sales brochure. And that is what I call the history of the market. I'm going to a meeting here in about 2 weeks, probably about 3 weeks, where about 25 to 30 of us actually get together and study this stuff. We've put a lot of minds together and done a lot of research on this. Actually, one of the people in that group has written a book. Matter of fact, one of the things you'll hear on the show today is where we're allowing you to, if you're one of the first five callers in, get a copy of his newest book where he's written about the historical trends of the market. Well, let me take you back and tell you what I mean by that. You know, one of the other things Wall Street has told us and taught us is that there are two kinds of markets out there. Those are bears and bulls. Well, let me tell you something. That's not absolutely true. There is truly bull markets out there. But let me ask you a question. What happens when you get into a market that starts like in 1999, takes a dip, comes back up, takes another dip, comes back up, and just gyrates back and forth like that? You know, CNBC would like to have you believe that that's a lot of bulls and a lot of bears combined. You know why? Because they want you to watch television. They want you to see the advertisings. I got news for you. Do a little research on your own, and you will find that those cycles last 20 to 25 years. They are called secular bear trends. And listen to this now. They consist of 70% of the market's history. 70%. So let's talk a little bit about some of those trends. You know, the first secular bear trend started in 1900 and ran in 1919. And then in 1920 through 29, there was the Roaring Twenties, or the first major bull run. Then in 1930 through 54 was another secular bear trend with a huge depression right in the middle of it. Then 1955 through 61, a bull market. 1962 through 81, another secular bear trend. Then in 1982, roughly, to 1999, we became addicted to stocks. The whole ballgame changed. Many advisors thought you can just delete all that prior history. We're smooth sailing here. Was not hard at all. to get 12 to 15% returns on your money. I can remember one lady I talked to back in 1999. She had stated her mutual fund had had a yield of 72% the year before. Well, that same fund in year 2000 lost 50%, and it lost another 50% the next year. So we kind of know where that ended, but these are your cycles. Now, what happened in year 2000? We had about a 40% dip, came back up, had about a 56% dip, and now we're at an all-time high. Well, I got news for you on those cycles. And again, this book that I'm talking about, Dave Scranton, Seven Core Values, talks about these cycles in it. Again, I'm giving that book away to the first five callers in today. But the cycle that we're in right now, I often ask people when they come to my office, generally speaking, and ask yourself this question, generally speaking, more often than not, would you agree history has a way of repeating itself? It does. If people control it, history has a way of repeating itself, and people control the market. So that being said, we've never left one of these secular bear trends like we're in now without at least 3+ corrections. Every single one has lasted over 20 years. So if we were to pull out of this right now and not have a third dip, it'd be the first time in history we've ever accomplished those two things. Highly, highly unlikely. So again, if you're concerned whether or not you have too much in the market, if you're concerned about this third inevitable dip that is coming, give us a call. We're going to have to take a break here, but give us a call. We are more than happy to talk to you off the air. Take a look at what you've got. You know, I'll just ask you a few questions over the phone and we'll kind of give you some counsel, at least give you some information to go back to your advisor and talk to him with so that you can make sure you don't lose 50 to 55, 60%. Now give us a call at 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, and we will be right back after the break.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about your return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you would get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There is no retirement without income.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You have worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Okay, so I've been talking this whole show and you're thinking, okay, so what's the answer? But let me tell you something. So as I often tell people, there are three areas that you could have your money: conservative, moderate, and aggressive. Now, I'm not talking about conservative growth portfolios, moderate growth portfolios, or aggressive growth. They're all still in the stock market. I'm talking about things like bonds and bond-type instruments, corporate bonds, preferred stocks, real estate investment trusts, publicly traded, by the way, not private. Don't like them privates. They lock your money up too long. Heck, you can even get over to the conservative side with things such as different types of annuities. You can get into government bonds, municipal bonds, things of that nature. These all produce income. Income, income. Every month you produce income. Now, I can't go on and radio here and tell you a number of what they produce, but let me tell you, it's much, much better than what the market's produced over the last, since 1999. But they will produce income, income you can't outlive. And now what happens when you take that income? Let me explain something to you here. And I can't stop today's show without explaining something very, very critical to you. You go back to your stock market-based advisor. You say, listen, I got too much money in the market. He says, well, that's an easy solution. You need to be in bond funds. Well, you think, that makes sense. If you're not in the stock market, you should be in bonds. Well, let me tell you something. There is a major difference between bonds and bond funds. Now, I'm not saying all that we do here is bonds. I'm just talking bond-type instruments, but we're specifically talking about the difference between bonds and bond funds. A bond. What the heck is a bond? Okay, you take a corporate bond. Let's say it sells for 1,000. Par value is 1,000. That means the day it gets called or when it matures, they're going to give you 1,000 bucks back for it. You buy it at par, 1,000 bucks. It's got a guaranteed interest rate on it, 4%. It's got a duration on it. Now, I'm kind of shortening the duration here for conversation's sake. And let's just say it's 10 years. Now, I'm not talking about any specific bond, but I'm just using generalities here. Here's what's going to happen. You buy that bond for 1,000 bucks. Every year, you get paid $40. The bond price drops to $500. Why does the bond price drop? Interest rates go up. Well, guess what? You still get 40 bucks. Bond price goes to $1,100, above par. 40 bucks. You're getting an income. Goes to $700. What's your income? 40 bucks. Never changes. Let me ask you something. When you leave work and your income stops, what is it you need to replace that income? Income. You don't need a varying income. You don't need income only when the market's up. You don't need to be selling more shares that's going to devastate your portfolio when the market's down. You need the same income every month. And guess what the guys, the advisors back in 1955 through 62 taught? Take interest only. These are not new concepts. These concepts have been around since 1900. It's just nobody talks about them anymore. It's getting back to the basics. That's what Dave Scranton's book's about, The 7 Core Values of Investing. That book that I was talking about is a free giveaway for the first 5 callers. So what happens when you go to a bond? You get a warm fuzzy and you think you're safe. Well, the bond fund will drop just like the stock fund does when the market goes south because you don't have that maturity, 10-year duration. You don't have that guaranteed interest rate. You don't even have a par value on the crazy thing. All you got is a bunch of bonds and a bunch of bond prices. And guess what happens? When people freak out and want out of XYZ mutual fund company, they don't care if it's a bond or a stock fund. They just want out. And when the tide goes out, all boats go down. So what we're talking about here is income-producing vehicles. So if you're concerned about, do you have too much in the stock market? If you're concerned about whether or not you're reverse dollar cost averaging, if your advisor is not talking to you about these things, give us a call. We will talk, take 15, 20 minutes off the air, free, no cost, no obligation. As a matter of fact, for the first 5 callers, we're going to be giving away that book, 7 Core Values. 7 Core Values, written by Dave Scranton, talks about these concepts. You can buy it on Amazon for $25. Or you can just give us a call. We'll give it away to the first 5 callers. And it will give you something concrete you can read that will tell you how to do this. But again, give us a call. We will talk to you. It's phone number 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate all of our loyal listeners. You know, we've talked to so many people lately that have said, you know, I listen to you every weekend on the way to or the way from church. We really appreciate that. That's one of the reasons we want to do this book giveaway. We just want to show you our appreciation. So again, give us a call, 800-611-1966. Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor, signing off. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at the same time.